This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. Now, it doesn't seem as if Hollywood is going to any big trouble to market their films this time of year, so they didn't show us either of the big ones coming out this weekend. And now that I have to go see them on my own, I'll go see one and I'll skip one. Leatherheads is, about a football team back in the 1920s, and George Clooney has a ragtag team who hires a big-time college player to help them out, and Renee Zellweger is the love interest, of course, of both guys, and she's also going to expose everything going on because she's a reporter.
Now, two of football's biggest stars will find themselves competing.
The real story is the matchup between the Bullet and teammate Don Connelly.
Over the one woman.
You're the kind of cocktail that comes on like sugar but gives you a kick in the head.
Who can throw them for a loss.
This one looks like it pretty much borders on way too corner and goofy to be entertaining at all. It also looks a little slapstick, even if that's not what they intended with the movie. So since I have only the trailer to go on this one I'm definitely gonna pass on, even if it does star George Clooney. Now on to Nim's Island. A girl and her father live on a remote island and her father goes missing. The girl decides to get help from the author of her favorite adventure books, Jodie Foster.
Who built this place?
We did.
And when Nim's dad gets in trouble, their search for him will be the adventure of a lifetime.
This one I'll definitely go check out. I can't wait to see Jodie Foster in a movie that's not all dark and dreary like Panic Room and The Brave One. And I love Abigail Breslin, who plays the little girl. You know, if she has a strong cast behind her, she just does great. And of course, there's Gerard Butler, the hero of the story. Always great to watch on the big screen, like on Phantom of the Opera and 300. So those are the new movies hitting theaters this weekend. And for more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.